say for the workload.
Thank you. Council discussion. Mr. Fitch.
This has been a long time coming, and it really needs to be done to protect the safety of the people that work there and protect the safety and the investment that the city has in that power plant and at the landfill. And I just hope that you're going to be able to find, and I hope people come forward that have at least minimum qualifications, so it'll make the training a lot faster and easier. So that's all I have to say.
Yeah.
I concur. I think this is a good resolution. Mr. Winters, through the manager, do you have any comments?
No, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Council members online, any comments?
I'm good.
No, I agree that it's a long time coming and that these utilities have increased in size and complexity, and so I think it's only right that we start adding staff to take care of them.
Okay, thank you. Marjorie, could we have a roll call, please?
Certainly. Tungle?
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
Fitch?
Aye.
Coleman?
Yes.
And Roland?
Yes.
Ordinance 2018-10 is adopted 5-0. Item B under is new business, and the first item we have is resolution 2018-56, a resolution of the Analasta City Council to award scoping, pre-design, and 30-35% design of the library expansion project to EC Hire Inc. for the sum of $163,451. Can I get a motion, please?
Move to adopt resolution 2018-56.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Mr. Thomas?
Yes, Mayor, Council, this is the continuation of this project to do the library expansion project. We let out an RFQ to recruit potential architects to do the design work. We received 6 proposals, reviewed it, and we came up with a recommendation of ECI Hire to do the design and expansion work. And Roger here, who led the team to get further detail into the history of the project, and how we got here.
Roger.
Thank you, Mayor, Manager, Council. Thank you very much. Just going to give you some facts about what we've been doing. Back in January of 2017, City Manager, one of the first things he asked me to do was to look at the library building and see if there was a need for improvement project. And one of the things that, after spending some time over there, I said, well, you know, we probably need to come up with a pre-development plan, or at least have someone come out and see what it would be to do, if we need to or not. And so during that time, we had put in about in this CMMP, we had put about $42,000 in there. And during that time, the Rasmussen Group came out for another project, I think, out here. But they loved libraries. They liked what we were doing. They sat down with us and talked to us. And they said, you know, it'd be nice if you applied for our pre-development agreement through the Rasmussen Group. We said, okay. And so Karen was really diligent and said, yeah, we'll do that. And she sent it right in. And to our surprise and our good luck, is the Rasmussen hired the four-acre group to come in and do that scoping. And through that scoping, we learned that the library needed a little bit of expansion. And so and they gave us that through a grant. It was nice. And it was somebody who was outside the community, didn't know, just looked at what we had to do. So that happened in May, and then by July we'd put some money in there for a development process to happen. And then through August and through February, we went through a pre-development. We had meetings with folks, 2 public meetings. We had meetings with the Library Advisory Committee. We had multiple meetings with staff, PCR, Public Works. It culminated in a pre-development report that was presented to council during the CMMP process approval. And at that point, we said, okay, this is what we're looking at. Here's the price. Here's the way we're going to set this up. We put in money in the CMMP for the next phase of development. In April, $400,000 was approved for the design work of this project. In July, we let an RFQ for the project design, and we released it out to as many people as possible. We wanted to have a really good, robust competition in the design, because libraries are really kind of interesting, and for an architect, it's really kind of a jewel in their arsenal of things that they've done. On August 18th, we received back six firms that had replied. We actually had seven, but one firm withdrew because they said, your time frame doesn't meet our time frame, our workload's too big. But six people actually applied. The committee looked at all of the projects. We looked at it and we said, you know, three of these firms really could do a good job for Unalaska, and we want to interview those three. They were ECI, MRV, and BWN, the initials of their companies. The scoring was very close. Again, all three of those companies could have done the work for us, but the scoring was 96.6 for ECI, 95.1 for BWN, and 93.3 for MRV. Very close, very good firms. We chose ECI. We felt that would be the best company for Unalaska. They have a really good way of meeting with the public. We have, this project gets us to about 35% there of our schematic drawings, and this is where we want to have our most critical thinking from the community. The more we can have now and put into this project helps us at the end, because if we start changing things at the end, it's very costly. Now it's when we want to put all those things in the project. GCI will be out here. We'll meet for the next 3 months or so. You'll see the meeting notices come up. We want the community to participate in the library project. Bring in all the things that you'd like to see, and see what we can do to make this project a real beautiful jewel in our community. And so with that, that's where we are today.
Okay, questions for Roger or the manager? I'm really pleased with this. The library is a great facility. I just love it, and I think this added space to it hopefully will benefit the community and give us another maybe 10 or 20 years of good use before we have to look at it again. So
yeah, we're looking at that about 20 years.
Terry Hires, or EC Hire, has done work out here before. They were the architects on the clinic. I think they were involved with some school projects as well, so they know the area out here. So I'm pleased, and hopefully this resolution will get passed tonight, and we can move forward. And I thought you didn't get council's concurrence that we supported the larger expansion project last time?
Yes.
So do you want us to go back and reconsider that?
No, just
do you want us to go bigger?
Well, sure, no, bigger, not really. We had a person out here that actually looked. I mean, the pre-development folks came out.
Right.
They looked at it, said, this is what you're going to need for the next 25 years. And I think that what we have on the drawing is exactly what we're going to need. I think that it provides for our community. I think that it'll help us when we get broadband here. I think that, and I know from my own family's experience, I think my wife spends every day there at some point. But we have had, it has been a way that our quality of life has been improved. And without the library, I don't know what we'd do. It's a great place, and it's a great place to meet, and it's a great place to learn things. And you know, I asked Karen if she had a book in the library, and she said, no, I don't have it, but I can get it for you. And I said, okay. And she got it from another library, and she shipped it in to me, and it was great. So when we have, this library is as big as any library that we have anywhere. And I'm really pleased with the amount of work the library staff has done. And to get to this point, it's been very, very rewarding, and I look forward to a successful project.
Okay, let's go around for comments. Okay, thank you, Roger. Marjorie, can we have a roll call, please?
Certainly. Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Fitch?
Aye.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Rowland?
Yes.
Okay, the resolution 2018-56 passes 5-0. That takes us to our second issue under new business, and that is an airport restaurant alcohol license application for designated as a restaurant. And this is, they're basically transferring their corporation to an LLC. And basically, there's no resolution on this. We either have no objection or you can approve it. So you're not looking, or you can say nothing if you want. So, Mr. Thomas.
Margie.
Sure. The request was received from the State Alcohol Control Office for the city's approval of a restaurant designation for their existing liquor license at the airport restaurant. The owners of the airport restaurant are transferring, they applied to have their alcohol license transferred to an LLC, and that transfer request triggered this need for a new restaurant designation. So the purpose of the restaurant designation is so that minors are allowed in the premises for employment and dining. So the license has always carried the restaurant designation. This is no change. Just the fact that they are transferring it into an LLC triggered the need for a new restaurant designation. And code says that the local government has to approve that. And staff is recommending that you approve it.
Okay. Can I get a motion for approval, please?
I'll move to approve the restaurant designation.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the motion passes 5-0. And our last new business item is council to see who might want to attend the Alaska Municipal League November 12th through the 16th. And I think most of us have, I don't know if Roger's ever gone to one of these. Maybe you have. Yeah. But if you could, do you want to know who wants to go right now?
Yeah, we'll need a motion to approve the travel. Yeah. And if you would like, you can say the mayor and up to three council members. Right. Because the results of the election might change who's going.
Okay, did you hear that online? We're on the AML trip, so I'm going to put myself in as a maybe, depending on what happens to my leg or my hip, I guess, not my leg. Council members that have an interest, could we have some names, please?
Oh, this is Dave. I'll make a motion that we approve the mayor and three council members.
Okay.
Names to be determined sometime later.
Second.
Okay, move to second. Three names, up to three council members, and people check your calendars. It's the 12th through the 16th of November at the Captain Cook. And I think it's worthwhile. I think it's a good way to network with other communities, see what they're doing. The clerks have a meeting, the managers have a meeting, the mayors have a meeting prior to the start of the regular conference on Wednesday, so I think that's did we get a second on this motion?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, all in favor? Say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? No opposed. Okay, 5-0, the motion passes. So take a look at your calendars, get your names into Marjorie. Like I said, there's only three slots, so we don't break the Open Meetings Act. Okay, that takes us to council directives to the manager. Community input and announcements. Last go around. Oh, I want to have a question. I need the swim team coach. Can you didn't give us any update on your Kenai trip and what's going on with the swim team, if you have any upcoming meets?
I got to remember to put that on there from now on. It's important.
Yeah, so the Kenai and Soldotna trip was a huge success. We as a team broke two school records. Kiara Villamore broke the 100 IM record, which was actually, or 100 freestyle record, which was actually her record to break. And Adam got himself another record for the board, the 200 IM, which is an individual medley, which is a pretty tough race. Adam also got fourth place overall for all of the swimmers in the Soldotna swim meet. So that was pretty exciting. We do have a community swim meet coming up this Friday night, and if you come to help cheer on the swimmers, you may or may not see some directors also swimming in the community swim meet, and they can certainly use your support. I'm included in that.
We need the directors meet. Have the directors do a race, just the directors.
It's really about the kids. So please come out and cheer them on. It's also senior night, so we've got three seniors, which are pretty amazing folks. So there you go. There's your swim team report.
Hey, great job, Coach. And Bill, our director Bill, is also the JV coach. So congratulations, both of you, for all the work you do, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to work with those swimmers every day. It's great that you have that dedication. Thank you. Okay, any other announcements? Okay, hearing none, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second? Anybody? Second. Okay, any objection? Hearing none? We're adjourned. Thank you all for coming tonight, and especially thank you for your input on the corrections issue. I think that went real well, and I appreciate you. Keep that in the back of your mind. We're going to talk about it again.